Thank you for calling Egomos. My name is Michelle. How can I help you today?
Good morning, ma'am. This is Andrew Williams. My account number is 37-011-950-001.
Thank you. I'm going to place you on one repo where I go ahead and locate it for you.
Sure.
Thank you.
The winter storms sweeping across the country are also putting a freeze on some coronavirus vaccines. 19 states forced to postpone appointments at mass vaccination sites due to delays in shipments.
Thank you for that hold, sir. Could you verify the name, address, and email listed?
Andrew Williams, 5055 Raymond Avenue, St. Louis, Missouri, 63113. The email is aswjr@sbcglobal.net.
Thank you for that. Verifying that information. And this is for the Marvel Chess Collection.
Correct.
How can I help you today?
Just calling and see what the status of the file is. Last time I spoke with someone at the beginning of the month, they said that the chessboard was en route, and I have yet to receive it.
Okay. Well, I can be more than happy to check that for you. One moment, sir.
Sure.
And concerned about losing power. So they're trying to get their vaccines out as quickly as possible, mainly to anybody who can walk to some of these vaccination centers. So it's a bit of a mess right now, but the production of the vaccine continues. Hopefully the shipments will start to go out quickly and people can stay within that 6-week window.
All right, so let's look at the overall course of the pandemic here and just put this up on the screen. This is new confirmed coronavirus infections, as you know well, Sanjay. It's coming down. Way down. We spoke with Dr. Michael Osterholm last hour, and he said, hey, you know, sad news is it's going to pop back up again. These variants are spreading fast. Don't let your guard down. I wonder if you agree with that, even as we see more people vaccinated, and that has some effect on the overall rate of infection.
Yeah. Well, you know,
I do apologize for the wait, sir. I'm just waiting for my system to load.
No, you're fine, ma'am. Take your time.
Thank you.
Following data out of various states, seeing how large a percentage these variants are becoming in some of these states, and it's increasing, you know, significantly. I think the big question really is, and we've talked about this almost since the beginning, is which metrics are you going to continue to follow? I think if cases go up, that's obviously a big concern, but we've always said that, you know, 2 weeks after that, hospitalizations go up. A few weeks after that, sadly, deaths go up. What we may see is that we're not seeing those increases as much now in hospitalization and death, which I think are the most important measures here. Is the virus going to continue to circulate? Yes. Because people, particularly vulnerable people, are becoming increasingly vaccinated, I think it's those second two metrics, hospitalizations and death, which hopefully, you know, don't increase as quickly and don't increase as much.
That's not the good news also is that there are these new studies reported in the New England Journal of Medicine, which show that the vaccines are working, correct me if I'm wrong, against that new UK variant that's spreading quickly.
Yeah, this is really interesting science, Allison. You know, remember, Pfizer and Moderna's vaccine trials are really done before the variants were circulating widely. So we didn't really have any real-world evidence of it. So what they've done in these studies is they basically engineered the South African variant, the virus, and they see how do those vaccines work against it. And what they found is exactly what you said. There was
okay, sir, I do apologize for the wait. So, see, I'm not showing on your account that it has shipped out yet with that. I'm just trying to confirm what shipment is actually in.
Okay. Because the last person I spoke with told me I was getting the Hulk She-Hulk's premium special, and then following that was, I forget which characters were coming, but the characters and the report was coming.
Which was trial when the variants were circulating.
Yes, the last shipment I'm showing that had shipped out was the Captain America, the Red Skull, the Venom, and the Thor. And with the magazines with those was the last shipment. Your next shipment.
It was really shocking to see how far these numbers came down. We put them up on the screen. But this is based only on the first 6 months of 2020, this drop in life expectancy. You know, and obviously things got even worse second half of 2020. How much significance is it? So sad to see.
You know, I have followed, even pre-pandemic, been following sort of life expectancy trajectory throughout our country for a long time. Last time we saw significant dips in life expectancy was about 100 years ago.
Okay, so the chessboard is in your next shipment that's showing to be shipped out on tomorrow.
Okay, and what pieces are with that?
It's the Luke Cage, the Kane, and those in both of those magazines.
Okay.
It does show the the Hawk US. That is out of stock. So that's gonna delay that shipment due to that one piece is out. I'm gonna check and see if I can be able to skip that. But if not, then that shipment will be delayed due to that piece that is with that order is out of stock.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So you're saying that will delay the Luke Cage and the Kane with the board, or that's a delayed on a different shipment?
This is on the same shipment. Everything is that I name is listed on the one shipment that is due to be shipped out on tomorrow. But I'm not showing that this is one of the items that I'm able to skip. So, yes, sir, that shipment is going to be delayed due to this one item. It's not in stock.
Okay. So then will it go to the next phase, or I'm just going to be waiting until it comes in?
Let me see if there's a ETA on when it will be back in stock for you so you would have that information. Okay, thank you for that hold, sir. There's not an update on that particular model. But yes, sir, once it comes back in stock, then the shipment will resume with that next shipment.
Okay, so I just want to make sure I'm understanding. So everything is placed on hold. There will be no future shipments until this particular piece comes in?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, thank you very much. I guess I'll follow up with you sometime next month.
But soon as it does come back in, it'll automatically presume with shipment.
Okay. That's kind of strange, because if you have the other pieces for other sets, why not just move on to that instead of halting everything for that one particular item? But I get it.
Okay, but the chessboard is in that shipment as well.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling. You can also enjoy your day.